This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Register for AMI's first ever online event, AMI Connect. Starting at noon Eastern, June 3rd, you'll be able to interact and ask questions of folks from across the AMI family of programs, like the gang over at Now at Dave Brown, us folks here at Kelly & Company, AMI This Week, and Employable Me, just to name a few. Plus, learn about new shows coming to AMI. Everyone who attends a session that day will also be registered to win a random prize, possibly, if your luck holds out. And if you sign up before May 20th, you get entered into a draw to win an Apple Watch, possibly, as well. I know a lot of possibles, but hey, one thing for sure, just register is the only way to get you running in the game. You can register for this free event at amiconnect.vfairs.com. AMIconnect.vfairs.com. I'm Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan.
And hey, Kels, one of the people joining us during this cool AMI Connect event, at least with the Kelly and Co. family team, we're going to be talking to him right now. Let's bring on Ryan Huey for the Chatty Bookshelf.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? My name is Ryan Huey. This is the Chatty Bookshelf, and we talk all things audiobooks.
Ryan, what do you think? Did he think he did that on purpose, or was it just mere coincidence that we're telling people about this AMI Connect?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back. You know what? I think it was a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B, because now he's got me thinking about an Apple Watch. And you know, but I'm really excited about the AMI Connect event, and I'm so thankful you guys chose me to take part in it. I'm really looking forward to it. So, guys, come on and ask me all the questions you guys want at the AMI Connect event, and we can chat for a long time about audiobooks. So please, come and say hi.
Yeah, and some of the questions you can prep for are things like, how many books do you have on the backlog of your reading list at this moment?
And what speed?
Yes, exactly.
Always speed, yeah.
The classic questions.
It wouldn't be a Friday without a question about the speed, right?
That's right.
No,
even though the event is a Thursday, Ryan, and you know, maybe somebody has that understanding thing, it'll get into quite a debate. Maybe we'll do a poll.
We'll have to see.
A 24-hour long show? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, marathons. All right. Well, we'll see. But something for the future. But you want to start off, as you've been doing for the past few weeks and for the next couple of weeks, with a reminder of those free audiobooks.
Yes, guys, take advantage of this free offer. Audiobook Sync, they're releasing their new books. Every Thursday, they release two new books. And so they've just released two new ones. So go and grab them at audiobooksync.com. They're free. You can listen to them at your leisure, and you know, keep doing that every single week, because there's 32 free ones, and we're on week two already. So week three, and we're going to keep going through. And I'll try to do my best to remind you guys each week, but you'll probably get sick of me saying it. So just go download them every Thursday. Set a reminder on your phones Apple Watch.
Awesome.
Oh, that's really good. What are we talking about this week?
This is a really cool story, and it's actually been going, dare I say, viral a little bit. And it kind of happened without even anyone knowing it happened. So the LGBT community is being very, very well represented in the audiobook world. And this is sort of a new thing that's sort of happened over the past couple of years, where there have been a stark uprising in titles that are either written or that star main characters that identify as being part of this community. So it's really, really a cool kind of thing that they got going on here, because what it's leading to is more people that are identifying with this community being actively involved, whether it's in the recording, with the production, or the publishing of these titles. So it's kind of really, really cool. And it's gaining a lot of articles, a lot of public knowledge, and it's really cool. One, for the advocacy, and two, because it's just a really great community to get involved in this. So it's awesome. Just can't speak highly.
Yeah, and the representation, right, which we talk about a lot, knowing that people who identify and put themselves out there and then we celebrate and recognize it is helping other people in the crowd, people who are reading or listening or just know that, hey, this narrator identified as LGBTQ+, which is amazing. So what caused this to be or become so popular? Is there kind of a sparking point?
So a couple years ago, they did kind of almost like a blog, or if there was a bunch of publishing companies, a bunch of book bloggers, they were asking questions just right along, you know, straight to the point. Hey, where can I find books about the LGBT community or that feature LGBT authors or main characters, that sort of thing? And crickets, there was nothing. So a couple of people kind of got into this and said, well, we're going to do the legwork. Let's do the legwork. And they found that there was an uprising in just the amount of titles being produced since 2019 and beyond. So there's a bunch of major publication companies are kind of getting involved in this. So they're looking at this and saying, hey, let's also get involved and do this too. So they've hired the actors or actresses or the voice performers, and they're just really jumping on board. And that's sort of what started it, was maybe the fact that there was nothing kind of out there. Now there's tons of sites, there's blogs, there's featured. So I just saw HarperCollins actually posted on Wednesday, they're starting a new feature of one book in this, we'll call it a genre or part of the LGBT community, per month. So they're going to feature one book and say, hey, this is what you should be. And I don't know if it's going to be an audiobook or an ebook or a print copy, but the fact that they're getting involved and doing this is really a step in the right direction.
Right. It's what we also will say we see with the disability community, how the social media, the trends, the conversations that are now out there have more exploded in the last couple of years. And I always liken the two, because you know, we've got two communities and we've got so much talent, spirit, a lot of movers and shakers in both communities that are people that, people find, everyone finds interesting, but not to mention, it's the voice we want. We want to hear the voice. We want to understand. And I think there are other communities that we could say the same thing about, that people are more accepting and seeing information pass and saying, you know what, that looks cool. Let me read more about that. What else did the article mention?
So it kind of got into some numbers, and they said in 2021, we can expect 80 titles that fit the genre, whether it will feature main characters that are part of this community, or whether it will be an author that's part of this community, or a narrator, or all three. In some cases, there's books that feature all three. So this is really, really cool when you get all of them, because, you know, you'll hear a lot of narrators that do interviews, and they'll say they really felt passionate about this project. So you can bet that, you know, the LGBT community is going to be very passionate about characters or about books that feature characters from their community. And it will really show in the performance, whether you're a part of any community, right? And I think that's what's really cool, is that, you know, getting behind it and really being proud of your work and doing things like that. So it's really cool that this is kind of getting brought out there. But what kind of struck me as really awesome with this story is that the young adult fantasy and the young adult romance are the two leading genres that feature main characters that are part of the LGBT community. And I think that's really awesome, because you're making these books for teens and tweens and you know, the young adult, air quotes. I know that there's always debate on which age groups fit into that, but, you know, when you're looking at those, that when that type of that type of age range, it's really good to get those books out there and to show them that there's something more than just, you know, there's not just that line, right, kind of thing.
Yeah, and the children's books. I mean, when we talk representation, and lately we've been talking a lot about the cancel culture side of things, right? And, you know, what's going on with children's books when it comes to Dr. Seuss or all these other things, and saying we need to be able to educate kind of from the ground up, like just say this, we need to see this kind of representation for younger people to read, like really, really young kids. And when they're getting into books, to be able to ask questions and to identify that there are all kinds of people out there. So when you say they're leading characters and self-identified characters in young children's books that are part of the LGBTQ plus community, that's amazing, because that's exposure. That's representation.
And speaking of exposure for that, they split that list into several. There's a ton of different, like, I guess I'll call them sub genres for the children's book that feature the LGBT community. But in 2019, there was only 7 books that classified in there. But now there's almost 30. There's 27 books that are kind of in the illustrated. So they obviously have to be like a print copy of that book made for kids that feature main characters, part of that community. So the representation is definitely moving and trending in the right direction. And I think it's just wonderful that that we're being so inclusive in the book community.
So is it Publix that would have been the ones to make it so tough to say, let's introduce this to that younger crowd of readers, that really it helps as a teaching and understanding tool oneself and other people around them? I guess it takes that 7 books to open the door a bit and people say, yeah, we accept those, for the other writers to say, well, if you're like that story and kids find that at least something to read because they're finding it something to learn about, something engaging, something different that we need them going forward as adults to grow up and understand, and mostly for oneself. You know, I know we always want to be able to relate to the other person, but there's so many of us, especially younger, with our questions.
That's absolutely right. And you know what? I really hope that they are using these children's books and the young adult books in schools. And I hope that teachers are on board and say, hey, let's read this. Let's look at something a little bit different. Let's look at something a little bit new. And I bet you, you know, you'll get the students that, you know, are hesitant at first, but, you know, you're 3 chapters in and you're hooked. And that's usually how it happens, because I know reading in grade school was no, I don't want to read. I don't want to read, no matter what the book was. And then all of a sudden I'm, you know, 3 to 5 chapters in and I couldn't put it down. So I'm hoping that's part of the case here too. And, you know, we can see a lot more of these books in the curriculum. We can see them on shelves everywhere, in audiobook online shelves and being talked about in book blogs and everywhere else, because it's a really cool kind of thing that's happening. And I hope it just continues to grow bigger and bigger.
Tell us about the titles that are trending, by the way, right? Because we want to get to a few before you have to go.
Yes, there is one huge one called Cemetery Boys, and it was actually named one of Audible's top 10 books of 2020, and that includes everything that was released in 2020. So it's really awesome. It's by an LGBT author. He describes himself as trans. His name is Aiden Thomas. And what's cool is that he actually got to choose the narrator, and they have a trans narrator that does all the performance for this book. And they're getting tons of awards and tons of notoriety just amongst the audiobook community and online everywhere. It's just really caught fire. And this book is wonderful. So it's kind of a science fiction type of romance. And the characters are actually LGBT community members as well. So one summons a ghost and sort of falls in love with the ghost. Not to say too much and not to get into it, because I just started it. So I'm about 10 chapters in, and I'm finding it hard to put down. It's taking over my life, work, everything. I really just want to be listening to this book. It's actually really, really good. And it classifies in that young adult kind of genre. So it's wonderful. And the performance is top-notch.
So
it's right up there.
Well, we're going to say see you later to you here, and we're going to take a listen to a bit of the book, okay, Rye? Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Felipe's fingers moved in a ghostly blur as they plucked at the strings of his vihuela. It was his tether, the material possession most important to him, that kept him anchored to the land of the living. Felipe wasn't ready to be released to the afterlife quite yet. He spent most of his time in the graveyard playing his music and drawing the attention of the brujas, both of the living and the dead variety. His girlfriend, Claribel, always chased them off, and the two spent hours together in the cemetery as if death had never parted them to begin with.
Okay, that's a part of Cemetery Boys by Aidan Thomas. We were talking LGBTQ plus representation today on the Chatty Bookshelf.
We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And coming up next, Cut for Time, right here on Kelly & Company. You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.